The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Monday, 19th day of March 2018. January, February, March, almost a quarter of the year gone already, folks. Living in exciting times, can't wait for tomorrow's happenings. Well, in Austin here, woke up to Fox News talking about another bombing here in Austin. Joining me today is Steve Elkins and Ron McDonald. Hello, gentlemen.
Hey, John, hey. By the way, I sent you a little package, so don't
freak
out.
Yeah, and I was opening it up, and I was hoping to God it wasn't a jazz CD. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that.
No bomb.
Yeah, no bomb, but it didn't have the one song on it, One for the Road.
Okay, I'm not familiar with that one, but...
Well, I'd sing it to you, but I'm afraid I'd embarrass myself and really make the audience mad. Because every radio talk show host thinks that they can sing. They're in complete command of their voice. Right, Ron?
Well, I think you can sing. I think you should at least give us a couple of keys.
Ron, you sing in the shower, right?
Wait a minute.
No, I don't. I took a vow of silence on music.
Steve, when you were around him, you didn't see him drinking too much, did you?
No, oh, okay. Never. All right. Just lemonade.
Lemonade. So,
yeah. Well, I heard, Steve, how would you know, Steve? We both drank a fifth of whiskey one time.
I thought that lemonade was awful strong.
God, you old people, man, you luscious. Anyhow, let's cover the bombing thing here. And this, the fourth one was discovered, and I watched the press conference on this, guys. I can tell you the impression that people are getting is you're not safe anywhere. And this is the old see something, say something, where ordinary things, people that get scared and paranoid start seeing things that aren't there. Okay? They have hundreds, and I mean hundreds and hundreds of badged up characters tripping all over each other in Austin. And it's amazing because you don't need that many people. This is an overreaction to what I am starting to believe. Remember what the ATF, they finally admitted when they went and fired up those people in Waco. Oh, that's right. And women and his children died, and they weren't satisfied with knocking at the door with a warrant. They decided they were just going to start shooting through the door. Yeah, well, the ATF needed to make a splash. They were in line for budget cuts, so they were going to show everybody how great they really were. Well, this is an overreaction. There have been, I do believe, three people killed and two injured. And it's kind of bizarre because they're Hispanic, one is black, Actually, two. There was an older lady. I think she was like in her 70s or 80s. She was killed. And these were the type of bombs that they're excitable bombs. In other words, if you move them, it sets them off. Now, that unto itself, you got to have somebody that knows how to build a bomb, because if it's gyration or you shuffle the package a little bit and you've got a fuse in there set to go off when it's in motion, when the box is disturbed, that means that that has to be set once it's put in place. So not a totally unsophisticated, and they're saying that, well, gosh, now they're the fourth bomb, it had a tripwire. So this is more sophisticated. We don't know if we're looking at a serial bomber. And I'm looking at this whole thing, and then the chief and then the FBI guy come up to speak. And the FBI guy is asking, he goes, well, we really want to talk to you, and we've put out some numbers. We would like you to call us. Gentlemen, have you ever heard anybody ever say that before? Anything like that? Oh, here's our number. Give us a ring because we'd really like to talk to you. We'd like to know what's on your mind. Well, obviously what's on his mind is he wants to kill people. The question is who is the person that's sending it off, and are they a badged one? Now, before we go any further with this one, I want to remind people, and I was up in Michigan when this happened. Do either of you remember the days that they were finding pipe bombs in people's mailboxes? And
oh, yeah.
Okay, yes. You remember that one? Yeah. They were finding pipe bombs in the little drop-down in coin-op soda machines. Mm-hmm. And I started hearing this, and something is very, very wrong. So I started digging around, dug around deep enough, where actually found that the company was here in Texas that was a pipe supply company, and they were supplying this little group of people out in California with pipe and nipples for the end. The little place that they were sending it to was an ATF office in California. When we turned that up, put it out on the air, those pipe bombs stopped right in their tracks. So what I'm suggesting here, and folks, it's a roll of the dice anymore, but the way this response is, shelter in place, these type of things, this is to keep you safe, and they're conditioning the public into that exact scenario. Now, I don't know about you guys, but if a bomb goes off here in Round Rock, I'm going to hide in my hidey hole and not go outside because of what? There might be a bomb, what, outside my front door? There might be some charges set in my car, or when I open up the door, it blows up. This is a kind of like a Kaczynski type of deal, only without the manifesto, let's just say, at any rate. Anxious Texans huddled inside their homes Monday as investigators scrambled for clues at the scene of another mysterious explosion, the fourth in a string of attacks this month that authorities say are the work of a sophisticated serial bomber who has been terrorizing the city with increasingly complex devices. That's not what the local FBI and the Austin police said, but this is the Washington Post. The latest blast, which injured two men walking through a residential area Sunday night, actually it was about 1:30 this morning, which would have made it Monday morning, marked the escalation in both the tactics and skills displayed by the bomber or bombers. While the three previous devices were hidden in packages delivered to homes in residential neighborhoods, the fourth device, anchored to a for sale sign, was left on the side of the road and was rigged with a tripwire, showing a higher level of sophistication, a higher level of skill, said Brian Manley, the interim Austin police chief. What we have seen now is significant change to what appeared to be three very targeted attacks to what was last night an attack that could have hit a random victim that happened to walk by. Manley said this at his news briefing today. So we've definitely seen a change in the method. Now, of course, the stories are coming up. Hate crime, serial bomber, hate crime, hate crime, hate crime. Bomber, bomber, bomber. And to what advantage is all this? If I wanted to get somebody's attention, I might strip down naked or maybe stand in the middle of an intersection and pour a gallon of gasoline over my head and light it. But to go out and harm somebody else just randomly really doesn't make that much sense. So, gentlemen.
Hey, John, I might say that it might be a good diversion, too, of what's going on in the news. We see these things happen, and they're usually diversions, I believe, to take your attention away from what you're focused on. And the question for you is, have they made any descriptions of the boxes used? Just out of curiosity, has there been a description of the box?
Nothing.
Because I'm saying if they decided to take old empty Amazon boxes with the tape on it, the labeling, they are going to seriously affect Amazon's deliverings. And people are going to all freak out, be calling everybody for a box that's arrived at their house from Amazon because it could be a bomb. I'm just wondering if it's a diversion, one of those diversion tactics.
And it very well could be because there's a lot going around about the issue here of guns in this country. We have our children now running overseas, going to Israel and going to Dubai. Mikey, I just lost my caller page. Oh, never mind. Here it is. Let me get this back up here. Well, say something, guys. I'm peddling here.
You know, definitely there's no place to hide in the United States, but I think that's true of any country in the world at this point. But whether it's a radical group or whether it's a state or federal agency doing this to promote gun control or to remove the weapons from the American people, it's a crapshoot.
It's possible. Yeah, I remember growing up back in Indianapolis, and they had a situation very similar to this one, John. It's called the Speedway Bomber. You want to check this out sometime online. The Speedway Bomber, a guy named Brett Kimberlin, who actually was tied to, at that time, somewhere in the college days, tied to, who was the vice president, I think, here from Indiana at the time? Ron, help me out. Who was the vice president from Indiana?
Who was the president? Tell me who the president was.
Well, I'm trying to remember here. It was an Indiana guy, and I'll think about it here in a second. But it was called the Speedway Bomber, and these bombs were going all over Speedway, Indiana. And they never could figure out what the motive behind it all was, but there was something with government attachment to this guy, and they sent him to prison for a long time. And he finally got out, I think maybe 10 years ago, but he served probably 20 years in prison for it. But it was a diversion. There was something government tied to this whole attack.
There's a little more to this, too. Because of the expertise of it, we're dealing with professionals. We're not dealing with your mom and pops or radical groups at this point, I don't believe.
Right.
You know, if you can set off a bomb at a postal box by any walker by, that's a professional
Right.
expert in bomb techniques.
Well, and it's interesting because you want to learn how to make a bomb? You want
go on
to learn,
the internet.
You want to learn how to make an atomic bomb? Go on the internet.
Yeah. It was Dan Quayle.
Dan Quayle.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Brett Kimberlin was somehow tied to Dan Quayle, and there was something going on in government. And they hushed the whole thing up and sent him to prison for a while and ended that. So, Speedway Bomber. Remember that. Mm-hmm.
The Speedway Bomber.
You know, that was also around the same time they had the Tylenol attacks, when they started the caps, and there was a Tylenol attack. Around the same time as that was going on. Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun. I remember that. People were taking Tylenol, and they were being poisoned, they were dropping dead. Now, before that time, if anybody noticed, you could buy a bottle of aspirin or whatever, take the top off, and the only thing you'd see stuffed in there was a wad of cotton. They didn't have the safety seals on the packaging.
Right.
And I'm just wondering, and again, you know, it happened only one time. We had seen tainted foods and really disgusting around Halloween. You know, let's taint some kids' candies, let's put some razor blades in the apples, that kind of deal. You know, these are extremely sick individuals that would do something like that. But with something like this, it just does not make any sense. And distraction? Yeah. Yeah, let's have distraction here. I want to pull up the story. Oh, here it is. Now, you don't think this is a political event or this shooting in Florida. Parkland students are rallying in Israel and Dubai to demand stricter gun control laws in America. Wow. If we can get the international body on our side, then we'll make it so much easier to make change back at home. This is according to one student, Danny Timlin, 18, is a junior at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. She is one of the three Parkland students scheduled to speak at Tel Aviv's March for Our Lives rally to be held at 1 p.m. on Friday, March 23rd, in front of the U.S. Embassy, with the participants assembling at noon at Mike's Place on the beachfront. Where the hell Mike's Place is, as if that's have some significance for any reader on this planet. It's a solidarity. I'm trying to slow down, gentlemen. I was running to the microphone here. Let me take a breath. I have arrived. Ahead of the main March for Our Lives rally the following day in Washington, demanding changes to the U.S. gun legislation that made it possible for suspected shooter Nicholas Cruz to purchase an assault rifle like the one he used to murder 17 people on February 14th. I'm sorry, was there a trial? They seem to have their... Is there due process here? Are we going to look into anything? Any inconsistencies? Any stories that don't match the Cruz narrative? Evidently not. Because it just said, the one that Cruz used to murder 17 people on February 14th, save the money. Just go out and shoot him now. Line him up against the wall. Sister Maya and Eden Hebron... Wow. 18 and 14, respectively, are the other Stoneman Douglas students set to speak at the Tel Aviv rally, organized by alumni from the school now living in Israel, plus Democrats abroad, and Pantsuit Nation Israel. I'm not making that up. Democrats abroad and Pantsuit Nation Israel. What the hell does that mean? Are they referring to Hillary? She's the one that made it fashionable only out of desperation. She didn't want anybody to see her fat little legs. In the past, I'm going to get in trouble again. In the past, she says she occasionally used to worry about traveling here. I grew up listening to people telling me about bomb threats in Israel. I go there every year, but I always get a little bit of anxiety, she says. But now I'm not really scared to go. After all, I experienced the worst thing I could ever go through. I thought I was safe in class, and I wasn't. I got a clue for you. Tip on over to Palestine and walk around there for a little while, and you'll have the Israeli bombs dropping on your head, you little ignoramus. Eden's older sister, Maya, a senior at the school, agrees, people say Israel is so unsafe, but the truth is, when I walk in the streets of Israel, I don't have the same fear I have walking down the halls of my school. Jeez, isn't this wonderful, these revelations these young children are having? And they're not at all coached. This came out of the minds of an 18 and a 14-year-old to go over to Tel Aviv to beg whom to get gun laws passed in this country. Whoa. Is this getting a little bit bizarre now?
Well, you know, it makes you question what would have happened had the Revolutionary War if we didn't have guns on this side.
Yeah, you know, John, I talked about this on Sunday, and they're only pointing a finger in one direction on this whole thing. I've not heard one finger pointed at Hollywood and the slasher films and all the gore and blood videos and movies they put out. Nothing on the video industry for the realistic games where you kill people. I have not heard any finger pointing towards the SSRIs or the psychotropic drugs. It's always been one direction in this whole situation is a gun. The manufacturers of the guns.
Yep.
That's it.
Yep. It's got to be the gun's fault.
Yep.
And we can come up with a litany of things. The example I used is Ford Motor Company remaking the Pinto and putting it out on the market. This time they get a warning sticker. Do you think they're going to be held liable?
Nah.
No. Let's take a break.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
In Dubai, by the way, gentlemen, United Arab Emirates, students survivors of the worst high school shooting in U.S. history took their message abroad for the first time on Saturday, calling for greater gun safety measures and sharing with educational professionals from around the world their frightening experience. Really? You go into the Middle East? Why don't you take a field trip to Syria? Why don't you tip on up to Iraq? Why don't you go up there in Afghanistan and watch the pretty poppies grow? You want to see death and violence? They'll show you death and violence.
So, yeah.
God. It's so important to be educated, and educated in a productive sense is to feel safe at school. Susanna Barna, 17, said, "No child should ever have to go through what we did." Barna and her classmates, Kevin Trejos and Louis Mizen, all seniors at Stoneman High School, each wore a red ribbon representing the color of their school in honor of the victims as they talked about their experience and their push for stricter gun safety measures. They spoke in Dubai at the Global Education and Skills Forum, where that coincides with the $1 million Global Teacher Prize, awarded to one outstanding teacher from around the world each year. Well, that's a lot of teachers. What's the criteria there for giving somebody $1 million? Here's $1 million. You're going to be the spokes dummy for gun control. I smell something coming here. If we can get the international body on our side, then it'll make it so much easier to make changes back at home.
See, John, I think we're blaming the youth for their education. Teachers teach this. They're the ones that get the socialistic values to the students.
Well, I'd have to disagree, somewhat agree and disagree. Let me say why. Is that I'm finding out that these kids that are protesting right now don't have a clue. They don't understand automatic. They don't understand semi-automatic. It's all one. That's it. And where an AR-15 is a semi-automatic, these weapons are semi-automatic. They've lumped them all into the same category as an automatic weapon, and they must go. And I have a big problem with that, because I say any gun that you can use in attack on somebody is, if I use my squirrel gun, which holds 21 shells, and I walk in and kill 21 people, that's an assault weapon. So they don't quite understand the terminology automatic versus semi-automatic. And let me just point something out real quick here. I read an article here, came out of Orlando just a couple days ago, and construction workers unearthed about 36 military-grade shell casings Thursday afternoon at an Orlando Fashion Square Mall. Now, this article printed in the paper, now, either was purposeful, because there's a big difference between shell casings and live rounds. And these kids don't know live rounds and casings are the same thing. And the media is portraying that they are the same thing, and they're not. These are empty casings or brass casings. That's all they were. And they made a huge deal about it. They called a team in to dispose of these things, and they were shell casings. That's all they were. So this is a really ignorant group of kids who don't know the terminology. They don't know what they're talking about.
Steve, would you disagree that the Second Amendment isn't emphasized in your schools?
Therefore,
you have no clue about it.
I assume it's not.
No, they don't.
I assume today they say no. I mean, this is an indoctrination process going on in schools today. Now, you and I grew up with guns in school. We brought our guns to school. I take my gun to school. I take the stock, re-sand it down, retool it, everything else. And there was never a word said about it. There was never one shooting, not one shooting when I was a kid growing up. Not one. And I belonged to the shotgun club, and every Friday we met behind the school on club day and shot skeet behind the junior high school, ninth grade. Not one accident, because we were all trained correctly of how to use a gun.
See, you were taking your gun to school, and I was taking my AIMEL carburetors off my Bonneville, Triumph Bonneville, and I'd polish them when I was in school. Oh, gosh. Lauren in Ohio. Hello, Lauren.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Good morning, and what part of the planet is...
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here.
yeah, okay. John's already confused enough. Okay.
I'm sorry. I tell you what, because I'm really concentrating on what I want to say, and I wanted to be concise. The assumption here is this is really organic bombings going on in Austin, as opposed to your CIA and your FBI. This is interesting. The guy's name is James Wesley Howell. He is in the L.A. County Jail. He was passed to bomb the gay pride parade the same day that Omar Martin bombed the Florida nightclub, supposedly did the shooting in the Florida nightclub. Here's the deal, though. He was trained with Omar Martin, with the guy who tried to take Trump's gun in Las Vegas, Dan Stansford, and with one more guy. I was taking notes on this, and it's off of one of your shows, John, one of your network shows. I just can't remember. It's, oh, boy. And you know what? I listen to a lot of stuff, so I can't remember everybody's which show. But it's one of your fabulous shows. And the bottom line was, oh, here, 3/11/18, the show that you have on from 2 to 4, whoever that is. You might want to talk to him.
That would be Michael Herzog.
Michael Herzog.
Oh, on Sundays?
It was RBN 3/14.
Mike, are you saying that the 14th was... That's Herzog. Okay, great. All right, Lauren, anything else?
Well, yeah, I want to tell you what exactly...
Hold on.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back. Go ahead, Lauren.
Okay, so I'll do this in under a minute. James Wesley Howell trained with Omar Martin for the Florida Nightclub Killer at a CIA base in Virginia. Uh-huh. They were trained in groups of four. He was trained with the ones that I just mentioned. There's another one, too, that did something that you'd know about. But he turned himself in to local police when he saw Omar Martin was killed after his participation in his thing. And he was... James Wesley Howell was supposed to bomb a gay pride parade. And what he did was he turned himself into the L.A. County Police, the L.A. Police. So he's cooling his heels in the L.A. County Jail. 21 months later, he committed no crime. He's done nothing. No charges, no crime, no news coverage. What happened was, and then the FBI swooped in on him and kind of isolated him. He realized he was being set up as a patsy and that he wasn't going to walk away from what they were doing, and he didn't want to do it. Well, his attorneys, Angelo Torello, and another attorney, Brenda Corpian, got in there to interview him. She has a license in California, but they would not let her have attorney-client privilege and have a private conversation. They had to do it through the phone. When they got to the part where there was eyewitnesses to Hillary Clinton and Uma Abedin seen at the CIA Islamic training camp, that was when they cut the interview off. Well, then three men, big men, come up on Brenda Corpian, the attorney who interviewed James Wesley Howell, and beat her to tried to beat her to death. I mean, they threw her in a dumpster. They thought she was dead. Turned out a homeless man found her, pulled her out of there, and she's still alive. So any of these people would be interesting to interview, but the whole point is this is three of the events that we know about, and they're all FBI, CIA. It's all this criminals within the government trying to cause mayhem in this country. And if we can get somebody to get in there and get an interview with James Wesley Howell or with Brenda Corpian and start exposing who's doing this, then all the rest of the stuff, the kids complaining about the guns and the whatnot, that all goes away because people, I think the shock that people will experience from understanding that this is none of this is organic. None of this is just people getting mad, so I'm gonna.
Yeah.
It's they're bringing them in groups, and he was asked, well, what do they have you doing? Well, they have some of us shooting, some of us making bombs, some of us... It's like a military boot camp they were putting them through real fast, and none of them are military. They were the patsies. And, I'm sure they're telling them, you're doing this for the good of your country. You know how this goes. You know, we're just trying to... Like the original New York City bombing, you know, the World Trade Center. Remember when they got the first patsies to go in there and do it, and the guy was... he taped them? And he wound up getting paid. The military.
Oh, you're talking back in 93?
Yeah, the first one where they parked the van in the wrong place, and so it didn't do as much damage as they wanted. But that guy taped them because he started getting the drift that he was the patsy,
and in order,
and they wound up having to pay him.
And in order to have this individual, this cutout, do his job, they had to teach him how to drive. The FBI actually taught him how to drive the van.
And this is what I'm talking about. This guy, the only reason he didn't go through with it was, you know, they're 3 hours behind in California.
Yeah.
So he saw what happened to Omar Martin, and he said, not me. So he's still cooling his jail butt in the jail.
Well, and then, okay, Lauren, let's fast forward to today. How do you feel about a CIA agent, head of the CIA, taking over the Secretary of Defense spot?
And see, I'm against all of this. The bottom line is we need to have these, we shouldn't have all these people. The CIA does not work for this government. They don't work for the American people. Why do we have these? They're not even supposed to be doing operations here, and yet, you know, now we can propagandize the people.
That's what, look, that's what this is all about. What is happening here in Travis County, specifically Austin, this is a big training exercise, not for the fellow badge members. This is a training exercise for the populace, the citizens at large.
Well, they're trying to scare you into calling for the police and doing what they say. But if you expose that they're the ones doing it, I think there was a report out last year that said all of the, you know, Fort Hood, multiple shooters. Aurora, multiple shooters. San Bernardino, multiple shooters.
Yeah, I just heard on another radio show that emanates from Austin, Texas, that Mr. Paddock... the reason why he did the shooting in Vegas is because he was an anti-Trumper.
And see, that's the thing. No, multiple shooters and helicopters.
Yeah,
helicopters.
Well, that part of it I didn't hear come out of the fat one's face.
Well, it wasn't from that. I'm saying there were witnesses.
I'm not saying that it was, Lauren. I'm just throwing this in there. I'm just demonstrating that some people are now showing up as press and taking whatever the Austin Police Department and the federal agents have to say, and they're running with it and putting it on air. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I don't know any of the details of where people are getting their information. All I'm saying is the eyewitnesses actually got the flight stuff from the 8 helicopters, the company that they were from. They were witnesses to shooting from the helicopters.
Look, and it was the same thing. Gee, the FBI, their plate's getting a little bit full here, isn't it? They couldn't stop the shooting down at the high school, even though that they had plenty of indication. Yeah, something's wrong here. What they did in Vegas, it was FBI-ish. This is what they do. They swoop in, gather all the evidence, and then you never see or hear from it again. Until they want to build a fictional case against somebody and take them to task.
And this is my point. That all goes away if people kind of catch on to what's happening. So I'm thinking, this guy is an eyewitness. He was trained. He was tasked. And he backed out. He's sitting in jail.
Yeah.
No charges, no crime.
By the way,
no news coverage.
By the way, Lauren, you know, they don't have to. All they have to do is think of you and categorize you as being a an enemy of the state. And you don't get due process. You don't get a phone call. You don't get to call mommy or daddy. You don't get to call a lawyer. You don't even have to stay in a U.S. jail. They can ship you overseas someplace.
Well, and see, that's the thing. I'm trying to get him interviewed so that we can get the information out of him before he winds up, you know, dead. And you were mentioning the Florida shooting. Four guys with duffel bags exiting the school through the opposite end of the building is the students.
Well, it's, you know, Sandy Hook, the guy
it's
from...
The Sandy Hooker.
Sandy...
Oh, my goodness.
Lauren, slow down.
Yeah.
Slow down. The same thing at Sandy Hook when the helicopter was there observing the school and the grounds of the black-clad individual that was seen running from the school into the woods. That later we heard that, well, there was somebody else in custody, but never a name, never a face. He was put in the back of a police car and driven off.
Right.
These all stink to high heavens as false flag. And the combination that they're using here is drill, live drill, plus their patsy or their assets in doing a job. That's why I said when I'm reading the story, they're over there in Dubai and Israel, and you guys got to help us bring gun control to this country. What? Israel? I'm going to go to Israel for a map on morals and ethics and how to treat Palestinians?
There you go.
Yeah. God almighty.
Well, I'll end this on this. The Bible says if you don't obey the word of God, the women and children will run you and the wild beasts will eat out your substance. Well, I don't want to hear what little snot-nosed children have to say.
Well, they're
rights.
Dyslexic. They don't see God. They see dog.
Well, I've been saying for years to get those children out of school. My solution to this whole thing is obey the simple Ten Commandments. You don't even have to be a Christian to not want to be murdered, or have your stuff stolen from you,
or lied to, or have your wife or your husband
That's
coveted,
right.
and
so
you know
we
all
can
those.
Agree.
Yeah.
Obey God, keep your money in your pocket. I'm really for people stop sending your money in, wifeparis.com, and the other way, he does it through the legal, Social Security and the IRS legislation, and then the other one is Kelby Smith from hisadvocates.org, and you can take yourself out through the religious, through the basically God made you, and you don't have any obligation to do anything. You know, you own no man anything.
They don't believe in God, so they're not going to believe that God made
you.
You
don't have to believe in God, but the thing is, the law protects you. They really do respect it. I've been living this way for a long time. They don't bother me. I mean, they may come. I had social services. I told them,
that's because they know they'd have to crucify you to get rid of you, and it's not worth the hassle.
Well, no, they wouldn't win in the end, and that's the whole point. If you make enough noise, then people see what's going on.
Okay,
and
Lauren, this end thing. You know, we were given a how-to manual. Did you ever, before you put something together, was complicated? Did you ever look at the manual to learn how to do it?
Oh yeah,
no.
Sure.
No,
okay.
Not necessarily.
Okay, Steve, I'm talking to Ron now. Okay. You're too damn practical and pragmatic. But
look at the box. Look at the box and figure it out.
Just
that way.
The picture. Yeah, I can tell by the picture. Point being, Lauren, here that. We've already been given, you know, everything that you need.
It's well, that's right, but we
okay,
don't...
Okay, Lauren,
don't
okay, I'm going to make a point now. You have to be quiet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, just hold on here a second. I told you to slow your roll earlier. By the way, your connection is much better. Did you get a new phone?
I did.
Good. Thank you.
An old hard line.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. At any rate, we've been given a rule book. And this stuff about, you know, that is for... That's the manual to take the friction out of life, the Bible, and specifically the Ten Commandments, okay? But more importantly, it's for what's going to happen to your mortal soul after you shuffle off this mortal coil. And the fact that, you know, gosh, I don't want to get into this aspect of it, but make a long story short, you know, what we're describing here and the problem that we're having with these so-called schools that, you know, Mike, did you figure out what percentile we were on the world stage here of schools I think we're 27th or something like that. This is not about education. This is about indoctrination. And again, you don't believe me, folks. Go look it up for yourself.
Yeah, the new studies, it's 45th in science, 25th in math, 24th in English. So there's 23 countries that read English better than Americans.
Yeah, but my point is this public fool thing is one of the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto. To use that to mine their little pliable minds of clay, mold them how they want. This is about indoctrination. This is not about education. And that, my dear, is one of the planks of the Communist Manifesto. Oh, free school for all the students.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, I'm waiting for Trump to come out and say, you know what? Damn, I forgot about this. We're going to get rid of the Department of Education, and we're going to let the states handle their own schools. Now, you can imagine what's going to go on in places like Connecticut, what's going to happen in California, probably what's going to go, for all intents and purposes, New York, and the other enclaves of, we don't know what we are, but we know we have a voice, and we want equality, and equality means grabbing most of your stuff to give it to me. That's equal.
There you go.
Okay, so what we're talking about here is just everything that's anti-American. Independence, liberty, knowledge, okay? This is all being taken away, and people are scratching their heads going, well, I just don't know what's wrong with these millennials. What is wrong with them? I know exactly what's wrong with them, and I know where it's coming from.
Well, that's why I take it down to even not the states, but the individual mother and father of these children. It is their responsibility, and there's nothing in the Bible about handing your children over to pagans to raise them, and then you expect that they're going to be like you. They're going to be like them, and this is the third generation that's like them, which is why we got this far. But this Generation Z, they're supposed to be the most conservative generation since, because you can only get away with this three or four generations, and then people snap out of it just by virtue of the fact that you don't have anything. Everybody's miserable.
No, Lauren. Too much coffee today, and I thank you for your call. No, I'm just teasing. No, that's not the way it works. There's no snapback on this one. This is why I've been and
well, I mean, like, my children are very conservative. There's a lot of children that are in that group. I've got them from 26 to 10. And they don't think like, then again, you know, we are also homeschooled, and but we know public school kids too, but anyway, well,
didn't I take Lauren? She was on before the bottom of the hour break, and then I brought her back, and now we're going into the next break. Lauren, you better be quiet. You're going to have to get your own talk show.
Okay.
By the way, thank you for changing out the phones. It is much, much better.
And thank you so much for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
You have a good
week.
John,
I like her moxie. She's got moxie.
Oh,
I
she's
like
got
her.
Fire.
Yeah, I love it. Let me throw something at you real quick here, because you were talking about the Parkland thing, Parkland High School shooting. Let me just throw something out at you and get your response to it. It's just a thought, maybe a theory. But the Scott Peterson, the police officer, maybe he was set up to take a fall too, which would have helped their agenda, because now you have a dead police officer, and maybe they'd be trying to get the guys in blue on board with this whole thing also. Of taking the weapons, but I think he was picked to fall, Scott Peterson.
Yeah,
think about that.
It sent another signal too. I have to say, it sent another signal is that you can't trust your public servants to come to protect you.
No,
well, they're not supposed to. That's the whole reason why we got Second Amendment, and no matter where I go, there I am, and I have the right to protect that property. That property being me. And if you're going to depend on a government to protect you, they will show up someplace between death and rigor mortis.
Right.
And probably not even then. It's not their job. The Supreme Court, and you know this ruling, the police out there, they are not obligated in any way to protect your life. They are there to protect property.
But that is the general consensus of Americans. They believe that the police force is there to serve and protect them.
Oh, you were talking about not what you believe, what the American people believe?
Yeah, what the American people believe.
Okay, I wouldn't be as brash.
Not all of them.
I would not. This is the whole point of doing this type of programming, is to gather the forces together and have a chorus of, hell no, no more, you know, keep your hands off my itty bitty. By the way, before we go to break here, thank you, John. He sent in $500, Tom from Pennsylvania, from Philly. He gave, he gave $1,000, and I needed matching funds on that. People match that, and I am eternally grateful. Thank you. And all of you that have been sending in donations, please don't make it just a one-timer. Do it on a monthly basis. I can tell you, make a vote here, show your appreciation for the network. I think people are starting to get the idea that there are hardly any networks left, even mainstream networks, that are crumbling. So it's listener-supported. You got to put up the dough, so we got a little bit more go here. So we'll put out the information for the donations and how to do it later on in the next hour. 800-313-9443 is the call-in number.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on. And learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's quarter to three. There's no one in the place except you and me. So so set 'em up, Joe. I got a little story you ought to know. We're drinking, my friend, to the end of a brief episode. Make it one for my baby.
And you can't sing, John.
One more for the road.
Yeah. hey, that's the song.
That's the one you're looking for? It's not on the CD then.
Not on the CD. But I'm so grateful.
Hey, John. I want to throw something in.
Wait.
Go, quit. Get it done.
Thank you. Boy, do you have a remote? Wait a minute here. Ron, did you yes. send him a cattle prod, a remote power?
I don't know what's going on.
I don't either, but I like it.
Okay.
Go ahead. I'm not going to stand in your way.
I shared a slogan I came up with a couple days ago, thinking about donations for the network, and I wanted to share it with you. I think I sent it to you on email, and I talked to Rivero about it, and he loved it. He said it a couple times.
Yes,
Herzog talked about it today.
I heard it. Tell five.
But yeah. It's keep RBN alive, tell five. And basically the plan is that we have a lot of good listeners on this station here, and they should reach out and find five people who don't know about RBN and send them the link to the website. To check out the banner articles, read those articles, and listen to a show and chime in. Engage with the host, call in, ask questions, give information, and that the truth movement moves. But that's kind of the deal. That's what I've been thinking about. Keep RBN alive, tell five, and hopefully with that, we'll kind of the information, the grapevine will grow, get bigger and bigger. So.
Either that or just by mere fact that everybody else is going away.
There you go.
and this dim little candle will shine rather brightly now that all the other stars have winked out. Mayor in Wisconsin. Hello, Mayor.
Oh, hi, John.
Hello.
Ron and Steve.
Hey.
Yeah, it was good to hear Lauren. Hadn't heard her in a long time.
Especially on a good phone. Oh, it was such a blessing.
Yeah, that article she's talking about, or that information about James Wesley Howe, I sent that March 13th to both Michaels, Herzog, Rivero, and both Steves, Elkins, and O'Brien, and to Farron.
Okay.
And Herzog jumped on it the next day, and mm-hmm. he's going to have Henry McCoe on one day this week.
Henry McCoe, the inventor of the board game Scruples.
Yeah, but this guy has just been, there was a site called Get Off the BS, I think it was, and they carried it first, and I think they folded probably under some sort of pressure, but Ed Griffin jumped on it then, but since then no one has.
Well, Michael told me about it, and he says, I'm going to dig this out, and I said, go for it.
Yep. He had it on the 14th, and he's really working on it.
Yes, he is. I talked to him about it the other day.
I've got a little joke for you if you want it.
I'm sorry?
I've got a little joke for you if you want it.
Quickly.
Oh, well, never mind. I can do it another time.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. Make that one for Mir and one more for the road. George in Texas and Ken in Michigan, hang on. I'll take your calls right after the top of the hour break. 800-313-9443. And we got a little comparison here about socialism and communitarianism here in this country and what it looks like in other countries around the world not called United States of America. But it's here.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.